It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
This is Mitch Faulkner, and welcome back to the history of R&B music in Minnesota. Controversy is Prince's fourth album, released October 14, 1981. For the most part, the album was an expansion of its predecessor, 1980's Dirty Mind. The title track is a funk workout, where Prince seems to be bored of the media attention he was receiving. Here's Controversy. In 1982, Prince released the 1999 double album, which broke Prince into the mainstream in the U.S. and internationally, selling over 3 million copies. The title track was a protest against nuclear proliferation and became his first top 10 hit internationally. With his video for Little Red Corvette, he joined Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie as part of the first wave of African-American artists on MTV. Here's Little Red Corvette.
Worry, I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
the history of R&B in Minnesota.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Little Red Corvette helped Prince cross over to the wider rock audience. The rest of the album retains the elements of previous albums and is dominated by funk and synthesizer dance track. According to the Rolling Stone album guide, 1999 may be Prince's most influential album. Its synth and drum machine heavy arrangements codified the Minneapolis sound that loomed over the mid-80s R&B and pop, not to mention the next two decades worth of electro, house, and techno. Around this time, Prince began creating his band as The Revolution. The band's name was printed in reverse on the album cover of 1999 and became official with the following album, Purple Rain.
I never meant to call you when you far off. Never meant to call you in pain. I'm the one who wants that night to see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain.
Prince's 1984 album Purple Rain, concurrent with the film of the same name, sold more than 13 million copies in the U.S. and 24 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200. The Academy Award-winning film grossed more than $80 million in the U.S. alone, and has proved to be Prince's biggest cinematic success to date. Purple Rain, the film, was developed to showcase Prince's particular talents. The movie idea was apparently developed by Prince during his Triple Threat tour. Initially, the script was to be darker and more coherent. Filmed almost entirely in Minneapolis, the film features many local landmarks, including the Crystal Court of the IDS Center and the legendary First Avenue nightclub. First Avenue and 7th Street Entry are two music venues housed in the same building in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The names are derived from the building's locations, the corner of 1st Avenue and 7th Street in downtown Minneapolis. They're considered to be a cornerstone of the Midwest music scene and serve as a landmark of downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. The nightclub has been the starting point for virtually every single band to come out of the Twin Cities. The film Purple Rain is tied into an album of the same name, which spawned three chart-topping singles. The opening number, Let's Go Crazy, Purple Rain, and this song, When Doves Cry.
Maybe I'm just to be mended.
In the movie, the kid, played by Prince, is an aspiring and talented but troubled Minneapolis musician with a difficult home life. He meets a singer named Apollonia, and they become involved in an untidy romance. The plot centers on Prince trying not to repeat the pattern of his abusive alcoholic father and keep his band, The Revolution, and his relationship with Apollonia together. His main antagonist is a fellow musician, Morris Day, and his group, The Time. The Time rode the wave of popularity created by the movie, and hit singles Jungle Love and The Bird were household names in 1984.
Yeah.
history of R&B in Minnesota.
That's it. Hold on.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
The history of R&B in Minnesota. We'll be right back.